It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoy.
All right, we are live from the, check this out, Scott, the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. I don't think we were that last year. Isn't that cool when you have a sponsor for the room that you're broadcasting from?
No, I think it's great.
We'll take any opportunity to sponsor anything, you know?
I have no shame with our sponsors.
We do the high school football broadcast for Lake Havasu High School, and I thought of another sponsorship. At the end of the game, name the notable knights, right? Your players that did the best in that game, right? Your MVPs or whatever. Uh-huh. Notable knights brought to you by, I don't know, an office supply store, right? No,
very good.
So, yeah, who knows?
How many kids are playing high school football?
Let me introduce you first. Okay. Scott Frazier is here. I get nasty grams if I don't introduce my guests.
Oh.
Like in the first sentence. Yeah, they send me an email. I call it, you know, a nasty gram email.
Well, you're opening the door for it now. Hurry and announce it.
Oh, you know what? Anyway, Scott Frazier is the president and executive director for the International Jet Sport Boating Association, a.k.a. IJSBA.
Hi.
Hi. No stranger to the show. So you don't get an hour today.
Oh.
Well, we have a little, it's condensed into 3 days a week, so.
We always run out of time.
Yes.
With the hour.
I know. How's it going to work for a half hour, right?
Well, then, you know what? Let me throw something out there just to start. No, this is important because, you know what? There's someone that helps out this event every single year, and I was watching him work this year, and for what he does, and he doesn't charge us very much, it's Alan over at Wire Free.
He just comes,
and there is not to disparage anyone else who helps us, but I cannot think of a single person that selflessly gives so much of their company to make this event happen as Alan.
And very good.
He needs to be recognized.
Yeah, Alan is great, and Wire Free is great.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It's true.
He's got three or four staff guys there digging, running wires, and provides us with the most high-quality infrastructure that I've ever had anywhere.
So everybody knows Jim Russell.
Yes.
Right? And you're a Wire Free customer, by the way.
Yeah, I am.
We're actually Aloe here, and I have to give Aloe props because...
Yeah,
because
we're not...
Oh, my goodness.
Brought up Wire Free.
It's not just that. I have Aloe at home also.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, from the time that they did everything here at the station and everything, I have the connection Aloe to Aloe, yes. I don't think I've had a down day transferring files from my home office. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you couldn't say that on the old server.
Sounds like they're almost as good as Wire Free.
Oh, you mean, you know, we have one listener called Craptimum. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It is Tuesday, October 7th, 2025, and I am Paul Lavoy, and I said that date, and it's like October 7th. We're in October, right. Jim.
Yeah.
Right?
Another year has been stolen.
Fourth quarter, third quarter?
We're in the... Fourth quarter
now.
Yeah.
So if you pay estimateds, right?
Yeah.
Estimated tax and that. But on this date, this is what blew me away. I'm going to do a Jim Russell here.
Okay.
On this date, I heard, was it 2003? Did you guys look it up?
No.
I didn't.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California in the recall election. That was how many years ago?
Yeah, 22.
22?
And you know what was going
Holy
on
cow.
Then? There was a jet ski race in town.
Oh, there was? Nice.
Just like there is right
now.
Way to go.
And it,
wow.
it was already an old event then.
Scott, that was good, Scott. Tell people who Scott Frazier is besides the walking driving billboard that says Frazco.
No. We don't have to
I asked you about radio advertising because you have all the advertising on your truck that you need.
Right, but that's how I get hate mails when I drive in the traffic.
Nice.
No.
You're an attorney.
I am. I'll give the quick log roll here. I was a competitor in the IJSBA since 1992. Then I got out of law school and graduate school, and I was still racing somewhat, and there were some doubt that the event, the World Finals, would still continue after a massive shift in how manufacturers looked at the relationship with racing. So I was working as a music attorney and as a movie set attorney and doing some general law practice, mm-hmm. and I got a call if I would come in and take over and try to pull things out of the fire. And I did that in 2005, intending to be here for just a couple of years. And now, 20 years later, here I am. Near the end, but I'm here.
You just tied in the IJSBA and the manufacturers.
Right.
You said that there was not a good relationship there?
No, so IJSBA...
How have you improved that?
Jury's out on that, but the bottom line is that we had what used to be a near bottomless amount of funding for this type of sport, and when the internet came and all of these things changed and attitudes about racing and performance and social gatherings on, this industry has a long habit of seeing something hot and dumping everything old, regardless of whether it's time to dump it or not.
Really?
And we're going to do that with racing. And I came in and said, look, I can keep it going on X number of dollars if everybody will pitch in. And I know there's a big fantasy that this is a seven-figure income mm-hmm. thing. It's not. We are lucky if we pull in a net 30, 40 grand each year, which is...
From all your events?
No. So IJSBA only does one event. We sanction the rest of the events.
Gotcha.
We produce the World Finals, and that's the only one we actually do. But it is still the be-all, end-all personal watercraft event for the world. Other things around the world have gotten momentum. The cost of doing things makes some people say, well, look, I'll do a bucket list event a couple of times instead of World Finals. But, you know, tried and true, this is number 44, and we've kept it going.
How did you meet up with Jim? How did the relationship start with DSM events?
Jim was contracted or semi-contracted to be with IJSBA before the guy that ran for the hills threw the keys to me.
And one day, did he do it while he was running?
Pretty much. Then Jim had to come down and meet me one day in San Diego or
yeah.
something like that.
Yep.
We met in
San Diego in a RV sales place.
Yeah. Surprised you didn't host him at Lake Chapala.
Yeah. We could have kept driving.
Right.
And I probably was an extraordinarily different person that he had dealt with. And over time, I think he became my accidental and unintentional mentor in the events business. And I might have taught you a thing or
yes,
two
yes, yes,
along the way about liability and some other
yes.
things. But
I was going to say, that's a really interesting segue in itself.
It is.
You've never really told me that you had your thing going on in the music business, he had his thing going on in the events business, and now you kind of had to learn on the fly, and so did Jim.
There was a massive amount of change that hit this sport all
instantly.
At once.
Instantly.
How so?
Because, well, first, the
regulation?
Well, wait a second. The regulation was a part
of
it.
I was thinking the two-stroke to the four-stroke,
that
right?
was a big part okay. of it. The entire performance industry was based off of two-strokes. Costs were based off of two-strokes. But more so, previously everything was print based, and IJSBA was had its own print magazine, and the content was created exclusively by racing. And along comes this internet.
Digital or die.
Right. So when I took IJSBA, we were still selling 16,000 DVDs.
Oh my goodness.
Within 3 or 4 years, I was like, I don't even want to produce the DVDs anymore because it's a break-even gig. And
funny, in another business, I've been there, done that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you know what? On the music, when I was the tail end of the guys from War, we were making a handsome amount of money still selling CDs of our own at the shows. And, boy, did that... I'm sure no one's doing that now.
So we talked about regs, though.
Right.
Can you remember back that far?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, first of all, there was a massive amount of tightening on two strokes, and the jury can be out on that. I'm not here to have that debate today.
Well, there's
though.
Certain lakes you can't have them on now, there's like Tahoe's one of them.
And a lot of things, like in national parks and
does it have to have a current for you to use the two stroke now? Does the current help?
You know what? They don't produce any two strokes anymore.
Oh. Okay.
So, that's kind of, it's kind of came and gone.
You can only bore them so many times, huh?
Yeah. And there's actually, well, hang on. Our title sponsor, who should be acknowledged at some point in the limited time that I have, is Short Block Technologies, who has made a career of providing the most reliable and now is the only name in replacement engine blocks for personal watercraft. That is precisely what they do. They keep, especially folks, families that have a tight budget, that their personal watercraft is their toy. And their personal watercraft breaks, Short Block Technologies helps pull them
out
of the fire.
That's a great plug.
Yeah.
Do you know their website?
SBTontheweb.com.
Just look for Short Block Technologies.
Yeah, yeah.
Google it. That's a great verb, folks, to learn.
Or use Bing.
Bing, okay. I don't use Bing. But anyway.
You know, the lawyer, Emil. I stopped using Google because of the Casey Anthony case.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't have to get into it, but I can look it up.
It's a good subject, all right? So Casey Anthony probably really did commit neglectful murder of her child, right?
Yeah, but she was convicted.
Well, that's the problem. The prosecutor decided to charge her with a murder one, which requires premeditation and all this other stuff. There was no... And the whole crux of the case was someone, someplace, sometime had Googled how to make chloroform on the family computer.
Oh.
There was no evidence she ever went out to buy chloroform or tried to make it or who it was or anything. They would have nailed her on a manslaughter charge all day long, right? But they charged her with the murder one and she got off. But it hit me like I look at all kinds of crazy suggestions on my Google. I don't want some of that coming back to bite me.
It's like Diddy being charged with trafficking. I said what? So, I mean, how do you prove that? Right?
And they didn't follow the case.
Apparently they didn't. He was acquitted on the trafficking charge.
Right.
Anyway, I digress.
I did too.
I would say we got about 3 minutes to go to break, but we're not going to dismiss you from class or anything.
Okay.
All right? So IJSBA's still free admission, but paid parking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What is the paid parking?
Like $20. That's your department, Jim.
Yeah, and there is you can buy a pass for the entire event and save even more over that $20 price, and it's a carload, so it's
or you can hire a local Uber driver and pay them.
Yeah,
and pay them, drop you off. Pay us instead.
Yes,
pay us.
I know one who'd be very interested in centering his business around this event as an Uber driver. That's a really good suggestion.
Yeah,
if you're an Uber driver.
That's right.
You might want to hang out, and maybe you'll get the rate increase too. You know, because of demand, right? You know how Uber works, right?
I sort of.
When the demand goes up,
right,
the rate goes up.
Also, do you know that if Uber senses that your battery is dying, it ups the rate, or at least it was at one point.
Really?
And if you go and log a check a bunch of times, the algorithm reportedly makes the rate go up also, believing that you're starting to get panicky. And
So I always wondered, you come into town, how much prep do you do for IGSBA? Is it all year? Is that what you're doing when this is over, too?
This is about, there's about 400 man hours not on site that goes into preparing for this event.
So 400, 40 a week times 10,
ten
right?
Weeks.
10 weeks?
10 weeks, spread out.
What about the other 42 weeks a year?
Oh, boy, I'm doing everything from insurance to rule management. I've been consulting, IGSBA has been consulting quite a bit on new legislation, and some international agencies have been asking me to help draft some of their personal watercraft policies for their countries.
I got you. I thought I'd get some cred on the quick math at least, right?
Yeah, that was pretty quick there.
Well, thank you. Other sponsors that you want to mention besides the one that we already
mentioned, that this is presented by Go Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
And we applaud Sean and the board at Go Lake Havasu for this new administration's wonderful support and interest in the events of Lake Havasu.
Do you have an initiation set up for Sean yet?
Yeah. After the break, I'm going to tell you something really cool they're doing with us this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sean looks like the type of guy who could get involved in freestyle. Right?
Oh, I think he'll be amazed with freestyle.
No, I mean, he looks pretty daring.
Oh, himself and
yeah, the guy's in good shape, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a former college baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found that out, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you go. Music to your ears, literally.
This is with Eric Burden.
I love Eric Burden and more, right? I love that version. I love both versions, but
Charles Moeller.
This
on
is
the
one
flute.
Of my favorite war songs for sure. All right, spill the wine, and then what? Dig that pearl or dig that girl?
No, get that pearl.
Is it?
I think it's get that pearl.
I'm going to look it up right here.
But I used to think it was get that girl before I was a war.
Let's see. Spill the wine, take that pearl.
Take that pearl.
Yeah, that's what it says. Awesome. All right, Scott Frazier's here, President and Executive Director of the IJSBA. World Finals are going on, folks.
At Crazy Horse.
Right now? Going on now?
Right now, there
this
is.
This very
racing.
Second.
Wow.
There is.
What are you doing here?
So, getting away from the beach.
Leave it all up to Shauna and them, right?
Yes, indeed.
And Richie.
And Steve.
And Steve. Yes, Steve Tignor, of course. All right, back with more in a moment. And we've got the Run to the Sun guest, who's coming on, probably in place, I'm told, of John and Mike.
Uh-huh.
And his name is?
Yes, his name is Rich Fountain, and he is the president of the Relics and Rides.
It's all
so
about,
he's their boss.
It's all about motorsports today.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you more about the World Finals that are going on right now, how you can watch on the Internet, too. You know, that's another digital revolution
that's
right there.
That's part of what I'm going to tell you about Go Lake Avenue.
Right on. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say one more time.
God, I gotta ask you this. Bam! What is that accent? What's he hitting? What is the? You hear that?
So
is that a horn?
The horn. The two horn players: Lee Oscar, the harmonicist, and Charles Miller was playing flute or sax.
Dang, he's all over it
on this.
All right.
I know him like the back of my hand. Charles had long since died before I came.
Okay.
To the scene. But he was beautiful.
Where'd the sound come from, Los Angeles or San Francisco?
So it's a combination. So the original band was a group of black musicians out of Compton, Los Angeles, Long Beach, that played the night shift, and a really shyster of a human being named Jerry Goldstein,
really?
Who was amazing music producer,
uh-huh.
But just the devil incarnate. Jerry, if you're listening to this, screw you.
Oh, wow.
He had Eric Burden. He was producing Eric Burden, and Lee Oscar had just come over from Denmark and was making the music scene with his harmonica. And he said, hey, I think these two sounds would go together. And like I said, Jerry was a super talented person.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's the only good thing I can say about
it. And the producer, of course.
Yes.
Look, he rolled his eyes.
Well, that was the whole thing. That was a great eye roll. He took a whole bunch of naive, drugged-out musicians and screwed them out of their name and their rights and all of that.
Sounds like the same guy that handled Rick James.
I don't know anything about Rick.
No?
Yeah.
Well, I used to, I wouldn't say I knew him, but I drove him to medical appointments. Levi Ruffin, who was the cousin of David Ruffin. And Levi was the band leader for the Stone Ponies, I think was his band. Rick James and I think they were called the Stone Ponies. Anyway, trust me, Levi is not living high on the hog.
Well, but you know what? He could come to this personal watercraft race for free.
And he lives in Vegas, so.
Short drive. We actually have a shuttle here in town.
I can make a phone call and they'll make a phone call.
Why don't you do that?
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Also, love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just Meats, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management, Blonzi Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane. ABPropaneAZ.com.
Very good.
And that's your, you endorse them, huh?
Yes. New, and Blonzi's.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For the best breakfast in town.
I did breakfast for lunch there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had breakfast the next day because they give you the biscuits and gravy, and that's like a whole meal in itself. So it was perfect.
Maybe I'll go there next Monday after the jet ski race.
You should. You should.
All right.
Absolutely. All that weight that you burn off from producing this event.
I actually put on weight while I'm here from the stress and unhealthy.
And the good restaurants.
Yeah.
Yes. Good restaurants here, man.
Yeah. So anyway, Go Lake Havasu is helping us with this great project that I came up with. The event itself is evolving, and racing is the nucleus of our sport, and racing's always going to be amazing, but racing is having a difficult time since COVID carrying the whole event, right?
Why is that? Is it the travel?
Enthusiasts come and are interested in racing, but like every self-centered person in the world, myself also being one, we're interested in ourselves and our own hobbies, and people want to have a more immersive personal watercraft experience. And we have had trouble getting back after COVID. We doubled down on the racing. So much change that everybody bought products. And, you know, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, people, those are the best deals that you get.
Heck, today's an Amazon deal day. Today and tomorrow.
Right.
40%.
So it's really difficult to beat those deals. Mm-hmm. And that used to be part of why you came to World Finals. I tripled the vendor size, probably more than tripled it, because I knew that's why people were coming. Well, now it's different. There's so much online information, so much access to everything about the parts. You know, it's like, okay, why would I come? So I'm trying to create more immersive experiences.
So a digital marketplace?
No, I'm really still, the event will survive and hit higher accolades if we can emphasize an in-person experience with your personal watercraft passion, which includes you using your own, some workshops. We're even working on next year having some fishing tournaments. Uh-huh. And listen, if this were me a few years ago when the fishing watercraft first came out, I was like, this sucks. But as time goes on...
You guys are like mosquitoes to them. You know that.
Well, but that is the point, is, okay, so the... Personal watercraft racing is expensive.
Why not coexist?
Well, I think what you're seeing is a lot of fishermen who used to really hate personal watercraft now finding any bass boat is going to be $100,000 plus.
Good point.
And if they're a real hobbyist, these great fishing personal watercraft can provide them that experience at under $30,000.
Wow.
So
right.
Why not get one of those? It legitimizes the use of personal watercraft out on the lake. Bring more cohesion, brings us all together. And that's what the next step of World Finals needs to be, is a cohesive, week-long personal watercraft immersive experience where racing is the nucleus, right?
Right.
And Sean Buckley is helping me with this from Go Lake Havasu. We are doing like a little docudrama about building the event back up, all the changes that we're doing, the background of the key players, how things have changed, really share with people what our journey is and build that in with clips of the racing into an immersive type of show that will air before World Finals next
Interesting.
Year.
Interesting. I could just see Just for Fun Power Sports sponsorship, but I digress.
Who are they?
I'll have to get with you after the show or get with Jim. And, anyway, tell the people in Kingman, Bullhead, outside of Havasu, people pretty much know how to get to where the racing action is here in Havasu. Tell them how to get to it.
Okay, so they drive, what is that, 95 right there?
Yeah.
Now, when you come into town, you go past, everybody knows, you go past, what, Home Depot and Walmart and all
that.
Yeah,
then you
keep going.
Then if you come in past the Home, at some point you make a left. Then you make a right, unless you already went under the bridge, then you make two lefts.
Oh, you have to get on the island.
You have to get on the island, and then you drive down, and you may faintly see some sort of markings to tell you to go to Crazy Horse Campground.
You make the first right, after you get on
island. On Beachcomber Boulevard. And then you pass Crazy Horse Campground somehow, and then go into this other parking area with a trailer, and if you're there today, you park for free. If you're there tomorrow, I think you pay $10 or something like that.
Okay.
And then there's you can either walk down or there's that shuttle person.
Shuttle starts.
There's a nice shuttle. And they are generous. They're free, so please bring some money to tip them.
I was going
to
ask you about that because of mobility issues for some people who don't want to walk in.
Yes,
per se.
And we have limited handicap parking.
Oh, nice.
Just gets you closer. But
That's for you, though. What does everybody else use? Not kidding.
And now dig this. We are also, as part of this growing immersive experience, we're having our first poker run that anyone in the public can participate in.
Whoa.
It's our first poker run in 20 years. And in order to make it an easier experience to get back into, I created an entirely new way of doing it, which is there are not manned stations where you have to get your card stamped or you draw a card. What I've set up is there's going to be 5 stops around the lake where you have to take a selfie to show that you found the sign.
Ah.
Upload it to social media. The London Bridge Resort has generously provided a free dinner for everyone that participates in it. And then you'll do the draw there based on how many signs that you found around the lake.
That's very interactive and, may I say,
and clever.
Thinking outside the beach.
Well, it also by doing this skirts what it skirts maybe some additional insurance requirements and other things. If I would have had a manned poker stop,
this is
just simply folks riding around the lake and identifying some beautiful scenes for us. And 3 of those stops are Havasu Landing, who has been very generous to us this year, the Black Meadow Landing, and the Ghost Mine Bar. I will not reveal the other 2 until Friday.
Can I get another plug-in for Havasu Landing, you think?
Havasu Landing is awesome.
Black Cat X on New Year's Eve.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, you bet. My band. Our band. It's local band. I shouldn't say my band. It's not my band.
Are you the band leader?
No, I wouldn't say. I would say we're all kind of leaders, right?
Yeah.
It's a 3-piece.
Democracy. How socialist of you?
Very funny. You just killed my listening audience, Scott. Thanks a lot. One word, right? Hey, thanks for being here. We always appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
You bet.
By JSBA.com 2025 SBT World Finals.
Boom. Perfect.
Yes.
Jim and I will be back with...
with Rich Fountain from the Relics and Rods.
It could be Rich Fountain. It could be Mike or it could be John, I'm told. They're in a meeting right now.
Okay. It'll be a surprise.
We can still be friends, though, right?
Always.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Makes me want to get in a car with hydraulics and bounce, bounce, bounce. Right, Jim?
Yeah.
Have you ever had one of those?
No, I've not. I've watched them perform with them up close, and it is unusual but impressive.
Right. There's a show, a car show at the AV. And I don't remember the name of it, but it's all lowriders.
Uh-huh.
It's wild. So let's get to John Homerding and Rich Fountain in a moment. Speak Out brought to you in part by the chair. Also, Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, and Looky Loos, Antiques and Collectibles, where Scott Goodman, the owner, says...
you die, I buy.
Nice. He should dub that in there.
I know.
Your voice.
Okay.
Just go to LookyLoosHabitsu.com.
Too cool a slogan.
It is pretty cool.
Use it.
It is pretty cool. So, John, if you die, he buys whatever you want him to buy. but you'll be dyed.
I won't know, so.
Yeah, you won't care too much.
But you'll be dyed, so. So
I'll leave a list.
Just hopefully the person you leave in charge doesn't sell your prized,
It won't matter to me,
Chevelle?
Paul. It won't
be. For a dollar?
Yeah. Remember when we talked about that last week? Or
yes.
Last week?
That's okay.
She said, heck no, I ain't giving it to my son or anybody. I'm going to sell it. I went, okay.
For a dollar.
Yeah. probably more than that.
All right. John Homerding is the event co-chair for Run to the Sun. And we have his boss, the big guy.
Yeah, we've got the heavy hitter from the
we do.
Bucks and Rods Club.
Rich Fountain.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Real good. Nice to be
You've
here.
You've been on before, right?
Yes, I have.
Rich, what do you drive? What's your prized possession?
I have a 57 Chevy Bel Air.
There you
go. It's beautiful.
My mother had a 56.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She put, I don't know, 300,000 on it, I think she said.
Yeah, they were great cars.
Yeah, I guess great they cars. Were. He's the president of Relics and Rods. And you guys are back for the kind of the encore. You had an hour last week?
Yes.
What did you want to talk about? You just came from a meeting.
We
don't want to talk about that.
No, we don't know.
But we didn't know if we were going to get you or not. We had mentioned that in the previous segment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, so I surprised you. Basically, you know, we just always want to talk about our sponsors. Gosh, without our sponsors, we don't have a Run the Sun, folks. So if you want me, I can read off the main people we have.
Paul? Go for it.
Okay. Well, we have Cactus Custom Coating. We have CPP, Napa, Boat Brokers. We have Havasu Solar, Aspire, General Insurance. We have Roma Beverage. Never forget about them. They bring it. They bring the beer. And we have Natural Tees, which does all of our T-shirts, which are on sale that you can buy, which really, really work great. Now, we have a lot of other sponsors, but I don't have that list in front of me, so we're just lucky enough to they have a lot of people supporting the Run
you
the Sun.
You brought a knife to a gunfight?
I know.
And wow. It is so great that so many of those have been with you guys for multiple years.
A lot of them have
you
been
know,
with us.
They're like old family.
Romer Beverage and CPP and has been with us forever. Boat Broker has been with us forever. So Natural Tees, forever. So and it's nice to have the new people too because that you know without new people with new money you can't.
The family's
can't make this
growing.
Work. Yes.
Gotcha, I just had a panic attack thinking Run to the Sun was this Friday the broadcast, but it's not.
No, it's next Friday though.
Next Friday. Because this Friday I'm going to Kevin Hart.
No.
After work, so I didn't want to condense that into that also, and then play the Desert Bar on Saturday.
Yeah, there you go.
Golly.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, it's going to be a busy one.
You need to go to Bunker Bar; it's closer to me.
Well, you know, I can't invite myself. You know how it works.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So tell people in Havasu or Kingman or Bullhead when they get to Havasu, where do they go to park and get into this humongous show?
Well, it depends. If they're coming for the show and shine, then the best place to park is behind the convention center, London Bridge Resort. And you can drive right, pretty much right on for $2 right on the course, and you don't have any hassle with the streets and problems. So that's the best if you're coming for the show and shine. But if you're going to be a participant, then main registration is Wednesday. But people can register Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Even some people come Saturday morning and register. So Wednesday we have the kickoff party for people after they register. It works out great. It's from 5 to 7. Thursday we have a lot of things going on. Got Poker Run going. And that's always fun to do. Friday is a show and shine. That's where you get to see all the fun stuff. The rock crawlers display, drag race cars display we'll have there, and there's a rumor they may start them up occasionally to entertain us with the sound.
a little cackle fest.
We have Crosscut playing Friday night from 5 to 9.
Good band
at the convention center.
Band.
Yeah, we're hooked on them. They're so good to
us. They're very consistent,
and they know we're a charity, so they treat us very well on their price, which is very nice. Which I won't want to say because somebody else might want the same deal. But
we already deal with these guys over here. We're good.
Yeah.
And then Saturday you got the same way the show and shine and the other thing too is a swap meet and car corral is really getting big.
Oh right.
A lot of people you can find a lot of car parts, a lot of used cars for sale. Definitely. So if you're looking for a hot rod, definitely you might find a heck of a bargain.
Are those individual vendors then in that car corral?
Yeah, and individual people, vendors, just, definitely.
So individuals, too.
Anybody can come and buy a spot. I think it's, what, Rich, 35?
45, I believe.
45.
How far in
45.
Advance, if you're a local person, you have some rare parts and you want to get into that?
You can do it on day of.
Day of? Nice.
Yeah, just drive on down.
Yeah, we don't do any pre-registration on that.
Very
it's
cool.
on day of.
Right on. I know somebody who's restoring a Chevelle, so... I don't know if he needs any parts right now, but he's restoring the exterior, and it's looking pretty dang good.
Yeah.
And it's a ragtop.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had like 90 vendors there last year, okay. So it's a really good turnout.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, definitely. We've got the complete kids zone, too, that's is getting bigger this year. We have a kids zone. So the families come, and we have the boat races. Model boat races is real big, too. So, bring the family. Children 12 and under are free, so you don't have to worry about that. And it's only $15 per person. And unlike most events, our beer is reasonable.
don't forget our fashion
Not good,
show.
But reasonable.
Did I tell you about my Chase Field experience?
I had like $17 yes. a beer.
And margarita. No, it's like a flat thing across the board. I was, wow.
Good round numbers.
It used to be Chase Field used to have the best beer prices in the league.
Yeah,
they were. I'm not talking that long ago either. Under $10. So anyway, go ahead. I was going to ask Jim though, from your perch, in the command center.
Yes.
Can you see Lake Cal?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
I figured
we can see Lake Cal.
He picks the best seat in the house, doesn't he?
We can see the little tiny boats.
That's why.
So cool.
See, that's why he doesn't do anything up there.
That's right.
He's got the view.
I'm too busy having a good time.
Anyway, go ahead, Rich. You were going
to
say something.
Just to interrupt you with one thing, if you're considering entering, folks, do it. Do it. Don't be intimidated just because it's the biggest, the best, the baddest car show there is.
Yeah. Right.
Come on out. You will love it. And you don't need to have that fear of where am I going to go and where am I going to park. And
Jim, that's like telling guests, don't be nervous. There's only 200,000 potential listeners,
that's right?
Come on.
You lied to me, Paul. You said we were the only ones that can hear this.
Well, we have 17 loyal listeners on any given day.
Now
I'm
nervous.
They come and go.
But it's not too late to enter. Do it.
Go ahead, Rich.
You got double fun.
One thing we don't overlook is the fashion show.
Oh, definitely.
That's a big event for us. The ladies love that. And I believe this year's thing is called Jungle Boogie, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So put that on. That'll be at the convention center at noon, I believe, on Saturday.
Yes.
So, Jungle Boogie.
Yeah,
well,
Jungle
it's
Boogie.
From 10, it. It's from 10 a.m. till noon.
10 a.m. till noon,
yeah.
Excuse me.
And it's $5 for people who are already participants and $15 for people who are not. So it is open to the public.
All right. Did you run out of gas on me?
I did, yeah. You noticed that. I can't
Don't you carry
stuff.
A gas can?
Yeah. Well, I was hoping Rich would help me.
Well,
about
this is a 47th annual. We're proud of that. For this thing to have gone 47 years, and it's everything we do is for charity. This is a year-round event we work on. Over the years, this car show has raised roughly $900,000 for local
that's
charities,
great.
And that's our mission is to make money and support our. There's always people in need in any city, so that's our mission is to try to raise money for this and. So we're proud of that and being able to have done it for this will be our 47th year.
How long have you been president?
It's 2-year terms. This is my second term that I've been. So I was on for two and then
did you
off.
Do it willingly or were you voluntold?
He was voluntold.
You took your turn in the barrel, huh?
Yeah, but I enjoy it. Uh-huh. We've got some new members and of course the old members. Such a great great number of people that are involved with this.
From what I've seen, all your members are old.
Yeah.
But I'll bump. Anyway, what are the requirements to join Relics and Rods?
You have to be a car enthusiast. You don't necessarily have to own a car.
But if I drive my 2019 Corolla up, everyone's going to kind of laugh at me and bully me, right?
Yes.
Probably,
yes.
They're going to do that no matter what you drive.
You're right. Exactly.
I just want to mention something, too. At the same time as they're laughing at you, they can have a Run to the Sun beer. We have our beer, second annual Run to the Sun beer, and that's really special, folks. It's our own cans and Mud Shark is kind enough to put that together for us.
See,
and
in 48 years, somebody's going to have a 48-year-old can of beer that was the second one.
Yes, good point.
There'll be collectors. Everyone in this town collects something.
Yeah, I'll sell them one of my empties.
Okay. You have 48 years. I'll look forward to seeing you then. Better you than me, man. Anyway, so the beer, where do you find that on the grounds?
Right now I know it's at Smith's. There's local establishments at the American Legion. I think the Eagles have taken it. The Elks have taken it. A lot of the downtown bars take it. So it's available. It's out there. And again, all the money that we generate from everything we do goes to charity. And so it's really nice that people buy our beer, too.
You know, people call the show for just about anything, and that's definitely apparent today because of this interview. I'm kidding, all right? We do have a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yes, I know a while back there was talk about having a drag strip in town. I didn't know if there was any talks about having maybe vintage drags incorporated with Roger Relics run to the Sun, maybe trying to get something out of the racetrack built.
Well, I don't know about the racetrack, but we actually have, I think, about a dozen cars, drag racing cars, are going to be on display on the golf course for the Show and Shine on Friday and Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's just I've been to a few car shows where they actually were in the vicinity of a drag strip, and owners would race their vintage cars and the drags, and it was awesome to see, you know, some of these older cars mm-hmm. and how much pop they have. You know, it's pretty
definitely.
Amazing. But thank you for the information.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You know, just to dovetail off that, John, I was thinking you use fake pink slips. And the guy who gets the most pink slips racing, right, wins the event, gets a trophy or whatever, but all the entry fees go into the charitable pot for charitable giving.
I don't
giving.
Think Cal will let us do any drag racing on the golf
course. No, you'd
course.
Have to find the spot. You'd have to find a separate, maybe.
The city might have a hard time with us in the parking
maybe
lot,
maybe out
too.
Of Sarah Park or something, you know, something like a pre-run event to raise money, right?
Well, the race park is a...
This is what it's all about, is what I'm trying to say, is raising money.
Yeah. Speaking of race park, they are really, really good to us for our poker run. Rich,
yes,
you know
indeed.
A little bit about the poker run?
Yeah, our final stop is out there, and Bill Razan is such a great asset to the community. He opens up the racetrack for us, lets us have our final...
poker run carry off.
Final spot out there. Everybody gets to take a lap around the track, which they all enjoy doing that. And, so it's just part of the gravy. And we have a new stop this year, which is the boathouse out on the island.
Nice.
This is one of the new stops for the poker run.
John, do you guys want to name some of the charities that you helped last year with the Relics and Rods Run to the Sun? The car show?
Don't worry about me flipping pages. I'm trying to remember
I didn't know where you were going next, but I thought those are important too. Right?
Oh, absolutely. We donate to a lot of different charities, and we really that's what makes this all worthwhile.
Right.
Gosh, Arizona Children's Association, Desert Hills Fire Department, Disabled American Veterans, got to take a breath, Faith and Grace, Fraternal Order of Police, Grace Arts. I mean, that's only a one-tenth of them.
Yeah.
We have Havasu Silent Witness. We have Lake Havasu Parks and Recs. We do Mojave County Sheriff's K-9. We do the Red Iron Coyote Cares for Kids Cancer. We have Vincent DePaul, Salvation Army, Western Arizona Humane Society, Women for Willpower. And then, of course, we already talked about Bill Razan and what he does for us. There's just a huge list.
All right.
You know, another thing we like about this is that everything stays right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
We do no national events. We do donate to for the lunchbox for
$2.
No, just had a brain fade.
I do it all the time. We call it buffering.
Yeah,
it's a brain buffer.
We don't have a cough button here, do we?
Used to. Anyway, so.
So every dime stays right here in Havasu.
Right.
And that's really important for us.
So you spend all the time outside October with those big checks in front of big organizations like Kiwanis and Rotary and Lions and that sort of thing, right?
Yes,
and then they distribute too.
Good to put it in the newspaper, and KNTR has been great to us too. So we don't want to forget them. And
KNTR, our talk.
Well, yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But, Salvation Army.
And Paul's going to be out there.
Thank you,
Salvation Army.
Oh, you and I will be out there on remote.
Yes, yes. Hopefully, I won't run out of things to say.
How come I have to do all the work though?
You're the man,
and you got Mike doing all the work too.
Yeah, Mike White is here with us.
He's already planning which guests to bring us.
Yes, I hopefully.
Well, right. You'll have Steve Tickner there to talk about the London Bridge Days parade.
Steve Tickner, the co-owner of DSM Events.
That's correct.
All right. Anything else?
Gosh, not that. That was a whole lot.
I wanted to play one for the ladies, the Jungle Boogie, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Okay, so everything gets underway when? A week from Thursday?
Wednesday. Actually, Wednesday. We start the kickoff party. Kickoff registration is Wednesday for the participants.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to take a short break.
The actual event starts on the golf course on Friday.
So you got in everything
so
you needed,
be there
right?
Friday on the golf course.
Perfect.
I think so.
All right. Where can they go for more information? Website?
Relicsandrods.com, and that's A-N-D, relicsandrods.com. You can find out pretty much everything. And, oh, you can pick up Tri-State Motor Magazine at a lot of different places in town, a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants have them.
Even the radio station.
And you can pick one up at the radio station. And they're like our Bible. They have everything that we do is in that Tri-State Magazine and some interesting read, thanks to Jim Russell.
Nice.
My pleasure.
Do we need to take it up to the top of the hour then? Or whatever you want to do, man.
You're the boss.
We can. Relicsandrods.com.
Yes.
Right? And the Motor Magazine we have here at the radio station. And I think, I don't know if other stations have them or whatever, but you said a lot of different locations. So
what? There aren't any other stations.
And pick up the, pick up the beer, right, at Smith's.
Yes. And you can pick it up at Smith's. So yes.
All right. I'm going to take it right up to the top of the hour. Sean Hannity follows the news, which is coming up next. And I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream here in Lake Havasu City. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.